Karen J. Creed, south of Johnson Avenue, Road 207, corner southeast of 2nd Street, will be Road 38C, a variance from the minimum lot size requirement for accessory structure with a main dwelling or main building.
Address?
Karen Creed, 23 South Shore Drive, Lincoln, Delaware.
David Creed, 23 South Shore Drive, Lincoln, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Ma'am. Hello.
Could you explain to the board your request for this variance?
We purchased the lot at the corner of 2nd Street and Johnson about 3 years ago with the plan to put a house and a detached storage building. Where we're living now, that just wouldn't be feasible.
Okay.
And had some medical delays, but we decided we'd put the storage building on, clean the house, get it painted, get it ready to sell, then, you know, put the house on the front of the lot. Went to Morton Building, said, this is our plan. We want to build a Morton Building and, you know, and then follow it up with a house. They went, got the permit, put in the poles, built the building, had the inspections. Everything is fine. At one point, we got a letter that the building was not airtight and it didn't have walls, and I'm not even sure what the problem was there, but it got rectified, went through the final inspection, and a young man came knocking on our door over at our house from the We Want More Taxes department and said, there's not a Morton Building in your backyard. And we said, that's correct. Evidently, what happened somehow when Morton applied for the permits, they put the wrong number on the permit. They issued the permit.
They didn't. The county put the wrong number.
Gave us the thing to put on the telephone pole. The permit was issued for our home and not for this lot. And our home, the lot's even smaller, but it does have our home on it. So what we're asking for is a size variance to leave the building until we build a home, which we're planning on doing in the future. And I don't know what
we didn't
to say.
Know that you couldn't have a building on
right.
This
no
size
one,
land.
The contractor, no one ever said, oh, well, you can't build that unless you put a house on it until it was done.
And number one, who come to get the permit? You or the
Morton
Building?
Okay, what lot did they ask for? Do you know that?
They gave a copy of our survey.
So the only lot he would have access to would be the number that's on the survey.
Okay, what number's on that survey there? Because in one lot's
on the survey.
Your district on that, on your survey. What's on
yeah,
that?
Everything's on the survey that we handed them.
Okay. Let me see this a minute then.
We think it was just a clerical mistake, but it wasn't. We didn't catch it. The builder didn't catch it. Nobody caught it until the building was built.
Okay. 35, okay.
I guess what I'm saying is the builder wouldn't have access to the tax ID for our house. The only tax number he would have is that one.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If he just come in and just said he wanted on under this person's name, they'll pull it up and we'll ask which property.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have to tell us which one it. If you have more than one, they'll ask which one it you want to put this get the permit for.
But he attached the survey.
Or at least this is what he tells us. He had this and he didn't have a survey for our home.
At any rate, he was acting on your behalf.
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, the application is signed by the man from Morton Building. And he gave us, you know, this to put on the pole. And it actually said David and Linda Creed, and I saw that and covered that up.
And didn't tell me, and I would have had a fit.
If you're married, that doesn't sit well with Mrs. Creed. And never really even looked at the number.
You see the permit?
But on your building.
This is also the application.
But on your building permit, you got District 230-13, Parcel 374. But on your application, you got Parcel, Parcel 617.
We didn't fill out the application.
You didn't fill this application out here?
No.
No, the builder did.
So he filled that out then?
What bill, what application for tonight?
Yeah, who filled this one out?
Oh, Mr. Lang.
Mr. Lang?
Yeah.
The original one, Mr. Lang filled this one out? He's waived the fee on this, who filled out this original one when you came in?
Mr. Lang, I started and he helped me finish it, Mr. Lang.
Okay. And who filled, okay, so it's, there's two different, you know.
Yeah, the original application for the permit.
That's what I mean, who did the original for the
Norton Buildings.
Okay.
They said that this is their job and they know people and they would take care of it, and we trust them.
That's what they do, yeah.
Second one, Mr. Lang helped you fill this one out, that's what I was trying to get, the first one the builder did, Norton Builder.
Yes.
And he come get the permit too then?
Yes.
Because there's two different, you know, you got on two different parcels. Okay, thank you.
When do you anticipate building a home on the property?
Well, we anticipated building this building.
Before I had cancer, it would have been done by now. I don't want to be pinned down, but I'm going to say a couple of years. It depends on the economy and my business.
Well, put it this way, I retire from the post office in 7 years and we'll have it done before that.
There's also on the survey, which is another reason, the building, there's a piece of mystery ground. There's 30 feet on the front of that lot that we pay taxes on. But according to the surveyor, and he took it back to the 1800s, it's just not owned. It's just mystery land. It between the front of our survey and the right-of-way line. And before we build a house, we kind of need to get that rectified so the house can line up with the houses around it.
You think you'll have it built within 5 years?
Oh, yeah. If I was going to guess, between 2 and 3.
So you wouldn't have any problem with us making that a condition that...
If you made it 5, I would be real leery of 2. Just
sure.
If you've spent time in the hospital, you know how that can mess up sure. Your life.
Yep. Have you already applied for a certificate of compliance?
I thought that Mr. Lank was supposed to give us that.
Has that been done?
No.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they should keep this form, because they need it too.
Actually, well, they can, but once the hearing's done, we keep a record, and if
okay.
Once the finding of the facts, if it's approved, she'll go ahead and release it.
But there has to be a dwelling on that parcel, is that correct? There should be a dwelling on that parcel and that garage on there.
It wouldn't be a problem if there was.
Huh?
It wouldn't be a problem if there was a dwelling. And they stated that within 5 years they could build one.
Have we done that before?
Mm-hmm.
Have we done that before?
I think we've stipulated maybe not as much as 5 years, but within a year, I believe, once before, an accessory building. It's been probably 10 years ago.
This is an accessory building or garage. This is a detached garage. I guess it's the same thing then?
You don't thought, same he did thing. Want the last meeting. Remember, the guy had two back-to-back
but he was going to. But we had stipulated, so he joined it together,
right,
though.
Right.
But he's not going to be joined together, but though.
Technically, that was a... accessory building on one lot by itself.
Yeah, but they were, yeah, but we joined them together though.
There was a pole building about 10 years ago that the guy was going to eventually put a house on. But I think he was going to do that within a year. Property.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Not right. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
This is a request for a variance, square footage, or acre, yeah, for the accessory building.
Be on a vacant lot.
So we could put a time frame on it instead of the condition, because once the house is built, then the variance is no longer needed.
Yeah, I don't know.
That work for y'all?
How long?
5 years.
And how do we control that? And you'll have to come back and let us know, and you'll have to keep up with it.
Yeah, the inspector would have to keep up with that.
There you go, baby, okay. Okay.
What happened in 5 years, it's not done?
Has to be removed.
No, if it's not done in 5 years, he's saying, yeah.
Good.
So it might not be caught in 5 years, but eventually it would be. It would be noted. Kind of locks the property up if they were to sell it or whatever.
Yeah, they couldn't sell it.
That work?
I get it. How do you feel?
You said no way in 3 years.
Maybe, hopefully in two. But I'm not real anxious to be locked into that. Five, I would say yes, because I think it'll be done in three. But as I said, I just spent 2 months in the hospital and saw our life savings go right down the toilet. So I'm not willing to say, well, in 2 years. It's our intention to build a house. We don't intend to sell it. We're not trying to skirt around a corner. We never made any secret of anybody. You know, we never tried to sneak. We were very upfront with everybody, but this is what we plan to do. I
don't want to tear down a $40,000 building.
Right. We weren't real happy getting a note saying, oh, tear down a $40,000 building.
$40,000 accessory building? $40,000?
It's a Morton building. It's a 25 by 40. It's a variance.
That's a big accessory building then, isn't it?
Well, it is.
It's nice. I don't mean it that way, but I think, you know.
Well, it certainly isn't a detriment to the community. That's for sure. And it's what we needed. And if you saw where we live, you can see why it wouldn't go in our backyard. And that's why we bought the lot in the first place, is because we could put the building and a nice home to retire all in one place and keep an eye on it out the kitchen window.
So you was gonna build an accessory structure on your lot when you found out was this the size you wanted to start with originally?
Yeah. The building? Yes.
Yeah. So then you had to go out and buy another lot to put this building on.
Yeah, if you know the South Shore's development, a 25 by 48 building.
Nice size building.
Well, just wouldn't please the neighbors.
So this was really created by you then?
Right. And that's what I said at the beginning. We wanted to buy a lot that would fit the building and fit a nice home.
Okay. Well, that puts a different light. That's what I'm trying to understand then, you know. Yeah.
I mean, the intention is not to use the lot to hold the building. The building is a kind of a intermediate step to allow us to get stuff out of the home, paint, clean, and start
to build the new house.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I say we're hoping 3 years from tonight we're living in it.
I understand that. I'm just trying to get to why we got this point. And you said, you know, 40,000 outer building, you know, and then it wouldn't fit on your lot. So you had to go out. So you created, you had to go buy
a lot.
You
bought the lot.
You had to, though, to get this building fit on.
Right, with this plan.
So you,
and
okay.
Just nobody told us until this August that, oh, that plan has a hole in it.
So you're in process going to sell your other place and then build,
and build a home
mm-hmm.
on the street end
okay.
of this lot. The Morton building is in the very back corner.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to take case number 9,636 under advisement.
You have a second to that motion? A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,636 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.